Tuesday, Shir Samach Dalet.
Kesef or Meitav? As she says, but Abuna Omar Lekashe Koi Delel. Abuna is coming to answer the Spirit of Sukkim. It says, Kesef or Meitav? Ezra Nachman Ravuna Yoshiv Rabisha of Kesef and Afilu Subi. It says, not only Kesef or Meitav. Ochama Yaskin Medelesley. Doesn't have kesef or meitav. So the male is giving subi. Either less lepshite. Now the same man brinely zil trach zobi vaisi le kesef, komash malon. So in the Biura Gemore, there's two drochim how to learn pshat in the Gemore. Rashi and Teisves. Two separate drochim how to learn pshat in the Gemore. Rashi and Teisves. And we'll try to be maimid both drochim. We'll start the way Teisves mentions Pshat and Rashi. And from that we'll come later to the second Mahalach, Rashi's Mahalach. We'll see Teisves. Ravuna Omar, Oy Kesef Oy Meitav. Pirash HaKuntras. Shibolataretz Kroy Delail. And Ravuna came to answer the Kroy Delail. We had Stiras of Sukkim. Ravuna came to answer Kroy Delail. Now, when we saw the Sugya before, was Kloren the Gemore that we didn't ask Stiras of Sukkim. The Gemara didn't ask Romi Leabai Lerov Ksiv Meitav Mesadeo Meitav Karmo Yeshalem Ksiv Kesef Stiras Apsukim. That the Gemara Nemtzachon Poshut that money is equal to Meitav. Why money is equal to Meitav? Or because with money you could buy Meitav, or Meitav is a good, money is also good. It's also a tashlu meule. It's good. So, the Gemara never asked the kasha, doshteit kesef, doshteit meitav is a stira. She asked, from shove kesef. Shteit shove kesef. And the other place, shteit meitav. This is the stira. So when Ravuna answered, oh kesef or meitav, he did not answer the kasha. So what did that mean that he came to answer the kasha? He did not answer the kasha. Of them, Zogtei says, V'tzorich lo'im. And this is my bias kasha, Rav Nachman's kasha here. Eis v'Rav Nachman l'Ravune, Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shev Kesef, v'afilu subin. The halacha is not only Kesef and Meitav. It's Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shev Kesef, v'afilu subin. Tzorich lo'im Shelo hispik lesayim dvorov ad shehuk shalom. Ein echanami. Rav Nachman, Rav Huna was planning to say the Hemshech. He didn't finish, so Rav Nachman asked him, but the kasha was not from Kesef. He said, yeah, I'm about to say my answer. If he's about to say his answer, so what is his answer? What is his answer to the Stiras HaPsukim? And one place it says Meitav, and one place says Yoshiv Afilu Shove Kesef Rabbis Afilu Subi. What is the answer? So the Rosh speaks it out. That the answer is, the Rosh speaks out, what is the answer? The answer is, one Pasuk is talking Be'islei, and then you have to give Meitav. And the last lay is a Pasuk Yoshiv L'Rabbi Shove Kesef Afilu Subi. So the answer is, Ravuna is answering the kasha. He asked the stira, doshteit meitav, doshteit kesef. The answer is, b'deis lei meitav o kesef. But the last day is Shabbat Kesef. So Rav Huna really came to answer, and what is the answer to the Rosh Tchilas Advarim Rosh says? And the answer of the Pasuk, the Rosh speaks about Klo. And the answer of Rav Huna and the Stiras of Psukim is, ואוסקו אמר לי, דקרוי הוכי מתארצה, אם אין לו כסף או מיטב, כל מי למיטב הוא. ולמוצי אמר לי, זיר תרח וזובי. This is the answer of the Gemara. So Rav Huna came to answer the Stiras HaPsukim, and he answers כסף או מיטב, and he didn't finish the answer if he takes it בשם רשי, and the main answer is, that by the Islay, כסף ומיטב, ובד הלסלי, אפילו שוב הכסף, and the Chiddush that we don't tell him, זיר זבא. This is Tesis's Malach. And Avadim Miyad will come to Kasha that Rashi answers on himself. If Rav Huna came to answer the Stiras HaPsukim, so the place of Rav Huna had to be really in the Sugi and Avzai, where the Gemara asks the Stiras HaPsukim. And Rashi answers the Shvera Teretz. We're so busy answering B'Shaloi Shomim, B'Shaloi Shomim, we waited till we finished and then we answered it here. That doesn't close. You ask the kasher, Rabbi said the teretz, Rav Huna and Rav Papa said the teretz, give one more teretz, and then start the shayla b'shaloyim shamim. What's the answer? They were busy with b'shaloyim shamim, they finished the sugi and they came here. Harizah ha'isah ha'kushyo, that we spoke out then. But before b'shaloyim shamim, after the two dots, before the next boyim ne'rab shmuel b'rabbim u'ukraine, b'rabbim k'shem shamim, say Rav Huna, that Rashi doesn't answer, we'll have to find a pshat on that. This is the way Tesis brings down B'Shem Rashi. Avada in Rashi, it's not. Mashma, Rashi doesn't say these words that we didn't finish. Rashi doesn't say that. He brings Rav Huna, Kometaretz Kroidelei. Tesis says, that's not really the answer. The answer is by Rab Nachman, after Rab Nachman. Hobo de Isle, Hobo de Lesle. It's a big doichak. The Is de Garsi, Omar Rav Huna, the Koya Masnisi. That not the meita va'oretz ve'omar avuna de lav dafke meita ve'lo ol kesef o meita. What is the second girsa? So I want to explain. The second girsa is exactly like the first girsa. Just instead of saying that Rav Huna came to answer the stiras apsukim and to say that he didn't finish the talk and they stopped him in the middle and in the end they answered him and now we know what he meant and we have shver why Rav Huna is not in daf vav amud beis. Is the girsa say Rav Huna did not come to answer? He saw the Mishnah state Meitav. He said, who had in Kesef? They asked him only Kesef. He said, no. If he has Kesef and Meitav. If he doesn't have, Shove Kesef. And now what he will answer on the Stira? He will got an answer. That the Pasuk is talking B'yeshloi, U'be'enloi, but he didn't come to answer. So the Revach of the second Pshat is, first that it's not an interrupt of Rab Nachman in the middle of the Teretz. He just said in the Mishnah state Kesef, Meitav, who had in Kesef? They asked him, why you don't say who had in Shabbat Kesef? I've had the word in Shabbat Kesef, but this is only with the last leg. And we made it for sure, if you develop this dance, and the Stiras HaPsukim as well. But also we don't have a kasha, why Rav Huna was not involved in the base? Because he didn't come to speak about it. But both girsos are learning that if Rav Huna is Kesef or Meita, v'im en loy, Shabbat Kesef ke Kesef afilu supim. And Rav Huna went up, even like Atchila, you can pay Shabbat Kesef afilu supim, because kol mile Meita v'ninu. Then Tesis is Mamshich. Rav Alfas Piresh, the Rav Huna Bereda Veshua Verapov Del El Pligia de Rav Huna. Doch, the Inu Savri Kol Mile Meitav, the Afilusubim. The Rav Huna Savad Lo Yabe Meitav, Elo O Kesef O Karka. Uposa Kerapov and the Rav Huna Bereda Veshua Shem Basroi. This Rav Alfas is a Hemshech of Tesis. Zogt Rav Alfas, so the male Rav Huna is choylek in the sugi before, they said, call me le meita. He says, no. Loshon Teisus, look. The Rav Huna is about the loy havi meitav, el oy kesef oy karka. If you don't have that, then you could do shah dvor. The male posak rapod bebek Rav Huna bar Rav Yeshua, shehem basroi. So the Ma'alach HaDvorim is in Teisves, Rav Huna came to answer the Stiras HaPsukim, although he said it on his own, but his Yesoid is Kesef or Meitav, and if you don't have, then you do Shove Kesef. Mashayin Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, called me le Meitav, the Meile, you could give everything. And he holds not kol mile meitav, only kesef and meitav are considered meitav. Lo shotei zvis. Shelo yavi meitav velo kesef v'karka. Just if you don't have that, you could give shah dvori. Then Tesis says, Mamshich, and he brings Rabbeinu Tam. We'll have to learn Rabbeinu Tam separately, but we'll use the first line only. Rabbeinu Tam ain't a soifiker. Shemeforesh gimel dinim benezokim oi kesef o meitav v'yiles le'afilu supim. Then also Rabbeinu Tam will learn later. Rabbeinu Tam learns halocha kiravuna. Kesef o meitav, and if not, supim. And the Rosh says, I'm a supik, what is the pshat? If he learned like the Rif and Tesis that it's machlekes, and he got a paskin like Ravuna, and why he paskin like Ravuna? Aid aloch is aloch ke basroi. Aval the order of the Gemara Ravuna, they made him basroi. They put him the last one on the list, so they made him basroi. This is the reason he paskin like that. They made him basroi, so he paskin like that. Or he take holds that it's no machlekes. And Rabbeinu Tam will learn Hakol Meitav, but even so, Ravuna is mechadesh that lekatchila you pay kesef and karka, and only b'di'evit you don't have, then you pay shah mil. This is the Rosh's mesupik, but his netiyah is more like the first derech. So the Amodas Advori, the way the Rosh is maimed this, Rabbeinu Tam, maybe we have to a little bit clear more later, but the way the Rosh is maimed the sugya, Amodas Asugya is that. In the sugi and the vavam mudbeis kol mile meitav. Ravuna gave the answer or said it on his own a different teretz. Kesef oy karka is meitav. Shar mile is not meitav. Lekatchila you give that, and if you don't, you could give the other things. Pshite that you're not mechuyim medina meitav to go to sell it and to buy a meitav. This is based on the sugi of Ravuna. So if we learn that Ravuna came to answer. If we came to answer the Shaila, so the Kasha is, then L'chaure, Rav Huna was Ika Chosom in HaSeifa. By saying Kesef HaMeitav, was in Ishkan Teretz. So today says he didn't finish to say the Teretz. He didn't finish to say the Teretz. And B'meile, they asked him. He didn't finish. He didn't finish the Teretz. But the Teretz is, but the Islay, Kesef or Karka, but the Leslay, you pay Shar Mile. Zogt Reb Nochem, even the Tesis is bringing this down B'Shem Rashi. And Rashi, it's not mashma. We'll see the Rashi. Ravuna Omar Lekashi Kroy Deleil Kesef Meitav. The Orikom Arachmone, Oi Kesef Iten, Oi Meitav Zdoisov. Vahodolo Ayer Ravuna Alachem, Mishum the Boy Lasukil Mizel Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, the Boy Lael, Shem Shomim Oisoi, Shalom Shomim, Vad Orikom Ayri Vozi. Mashma and Rashi, I think, that here is the answer. If the answer is not here, Rashi had to say, "V'kinu v'forish lekamon," but the Nesle. Rashi says, "Lekashi kroy delehel, horikam achmona, oy kesef, oy meida." This is not the answer. The Gemara didn't understand it. But to say that this is the answer, diuk aleph, diuk beis, Rav Nachman, the next Gemara asks. So what Rav Nachman is asking? How you will explain Rav Nachman lefi Tesis? So Rav Nachman, you missed the kasha. I asked you a kasha from Yoshiv, Rabbi Shem Kesef, you asked me Kesef or Meitav, but you missed the kasha. Look in Rashi, my master Shav Kesef. Ve'at Amres Kesef. Ma baya that I said Kesef? What is the baya that I said Kesef? What is the kasha? Ve'at Amres Kesef. What is the kasha? He asked me, stayed in Braise Shav Kesef, and you said Kesef. What is the bayah that I said kesef? The kasha was, I have a stira. Dosh teit meitav, and dosh teit shove kesef. What are you answering in the stira? Not the kasha on you, why you said shove kesef. In our Gemara state that he's asking him a kasha, why you said shove kesef, why you said kesef, it says shove kesef. It's not the kasha. The kasha is the fear of Texas. You answer the kasha, we didn't have what is the answer. the kasha was doshtei chovek as a doshtei meitav, and the real answer is hobe the isle, hobe the lesle. Rashi not saying that. When he's explaining the kasha of shovek kesef, he's explaining the at amres kesef. Stop the kasha. You said kesef, nisht emes. Shovek kesef. Stop. Rav Nachman, you're wrong. Ravuna, you're wrong. If you taste the kasha, it's not Ravuna, you're wrong. Not the kasha, Ravuna, you're wrong. The kasha is, I don't understand, Ravuna, what you answered. I don't understand what you answered. We had a kasha, doshtei shovek kesef, doshtei meitav, stira sapsukim. This was the kasha, was me the stira sapsukim. So if the kasha is, what is the stira sapsukim, what is the answer? This is what Taisa says. And not only that, the Pasha, they didn't learn him to talk. The Miyad asked him, that doesn't start what he's saying. They didn't learn him to talk, and the Miyad asked him. Right? This is the way Taisa says it. So when the Gemara says the kasha shovek kesef, so what is the kasha? The kasha is how you said you're coming to answer the kasha, you did not answer the kasha. Rashi doesn't say that. Stop, you said shovek kesef, you say kesef, it's not emes. The kasha is we don't chab shat in Ravuna. The next Rashi. But the last lay, loy kesef veloy meitav. What is loy kesef veloy sodes? Say, but the last lay, lo kesef veloy meitav. So then you give shovek kesef. Why Rashi says, loy kesef veloy sodes? So you can answer by the Bafish that if b'shaloyim shomim, every soda that he has becomes a meitav. But we said then as mishnas, if he has one soda lekula arba b'shaloyim shomim. Ari, this is the kasha. You have a kasha. One time it says shovek kesef, one time it's meitav. What is the answer? If I don't have meitav, I don't have shovek kesef. Why Rashi says sodas? These are the three diyukim of Reb Nochem that Rashi is not learning like Taisvus. That the noise of the sugi was that Ravuna came to answer the stir from the sugi before, and we did not chap his answer, and we asked him, Ravuna, the eager stir was that dosh state shove kesef and dosh state meitav. That you didn't answer with any kesef and meitav. Kesef and meitav, I never had a kasha. I know kesef is like meitav. My kasha was from shove kesef. And he answered, I meant to answer, but the less lay you could pay shove kesef. This is the way it takes us. Rashi is not learning it. He brings down the kasha, he's mind me the shaila. And he says, Ravuna came to answer it. Kesef or Meitav? And then Rav Nachman is asking Epes Nu. Rav Nachman is asking Kashas, it's nicht emes. You said Kesef, nicht emes. But then he didn't answer the Shaila. And then Medeleslei, instead of explaining Kipshute, Medeleslei, when you don't have Kesef or Meitav, you give Shava Kesef. He says, Medeleslei, Kesef is Sodes, you give Shava Kesef. These are the Ores Bepshat. These are the Ores Bepshat. To answer this, Reb Nochem says a vault. I want to say over the vault of Reb Nochem. We'll say it b'derech k'tzoro, asay v'shteit in sefer, and then we'll say it b'derech aruko, and we'll understand the toichen advarim of Reb Nochem. First, the tzurs of the shmaisim. Reb Nochem comes and he says, we have machleikes, Rashi, and Tesfus. Machleik is Rashi and Taisvus. Taisvus learned that we have a kasha, stiras apsukim, and Rapope and Ravuna ben Rabbi Yeshua answered it in Zayin Mudbei, in Vav Mudbei, and Zayin Mudbeis. They answered it that kol mila meitav. Ravuna came to say a different teretz. What is the teretz of Ravuna? But the last lay. But the Isle, you have to give meitav its kesef a karka, and but the lesle you could give something else. But the lesle you could give something else. This is the way Taisus learned. So the ikar teretz of the Gemara, if you Taisus, is in the last lines of the Gemara. Hochem ayaskinen be the lesle. Hochem ayaskinen be the lesle. There is the ikar teretz of Taisus of the Gemara, and Rashi is meduyek that the teretz is in the first line. Omar Ravuna Omar, Oy Kesef O Meitav. This is the answer. What is the answer? The answer is like this. I'm saying b'derech k'tzor, and then we masber it b'arachov. B'derech k'tzor, the answer is, Rav Huna says like this, the only reason the Gemara had a stire, what was the stire? It says in the Pasuk, Meitav, and here it says Kesef. And we say, L'rabbi shove Kesef ke Kesef afilu subim. It's not Meitav. It's not Meitav. Stire. Don't stay to give Meitav. Here, Stiv, you can give all different goods. Rapov of Rav Huna and Rav Yeshua came, Kol mile Meitav. It's called Meitav. Chutzun and Karka, do you have to have good? Everything else is called Meitav. So we'll explain. In the Kasha we understood, you have to give Meitav. Subin is not Meitav, it's garbage. It's not Meitav. Subin is not Meitav. Maybe diamond is Meitav. Subin is Meitav, Subin is not Meitav. Rav Huna and Yeshua answered, Kol mile Meitav. Kol mile Meitav. Omar Rav Huna, you have it wrong. It's two parshas in the Torah. It's a parsha of Meitav and it's a parsha of Kesef. When I give Subim, I don't think that it's Meitav. It's two tracks to go. I could go with a Mahalach that I'm giving you a Karka, and I could go with a Mahalach that I'm giving you Kesef. In the track that is called Kesef, Shabbat Kesef ke Kesef. But Shabbat Kesef is never Kemeitav. I never thought that Shabbat Kesef is Kemeitav. You asked me a kasha. What was your kasha? Shteit Meitav. Shteit Kesef is Shabbat Kesef. Shabbat Kesef is not Meitav. Because the Gemara in the beginning taught that, I said, what you have to pay, you have to pay Meitav. Yeah, this is what you have to pay. You have to pay Meitav. Everything else goes in the klolim of Meitav. It's like the Gemara, money could be Meitav. Shavu Kesef cannot be Meitav. Shavu Kesef cannot be Meitav. Omar Apopo Rav Yeshua, everything could be called Meitav. You know why? Imloy Mizna Ben Ochem, Mizna Ben Osem. Rav Huna says, no. Shavu Kesef is not Meitav. But it's two parshas. And parshas bo shteit Kesef, and shtol shteit Meitav, it's two Malchi. The Shavu Kesef fulfills the Din Kesef. Shavu Kesef ke Kesef. It's not called Meitav Shavu Kesef. Shavu Kesef is ke Kesef. Rashi will explain in the feud. Shavu Kesef is worth like money. Aber Avada doesn't have a shame Meitav. And I'll explain Fakert. Karka doesn't have a shame Shavu Kesef. Why Karka doesn't have a Shavu Kesef? Because you can't sell it all over the world. You're stuck with it here. Shavu Kesef ke Kesef because you could sell it. Karka, so it's two mehalchi tashlumim. It's a mahalach tashlumim that is called karka, and it's a mahalach tashlumim that is called kesef. And be kesef is a klal shav kesef ke kesef. So what is the answer? Before we understand the words, the lefitaisis he answered enechnami kesef and meitav is the only things that are good. But with the lesle you give shalat vorim. A zayti keteretz on the stira. Now we're saying not a zayti keteretz on the stira. We're saying a teretz beetzim. What is the teretz be'etzim that we say? You asked me a kasha. The makshin understood that Shavu Kesef isn't a matzav like Meitav. So he's asking a stira, it's not Meitav. How you could pay it? The answer is, I'm not trying to be Meitav. It's two parshas tashlumim. Val is two parshas tashlumim, one that is called Meitav and one that is called Kesef. And the parshas tashlumim that it's called Kesef, I could give you Shavu Kesef, but it's not in the parsha of Meitav. And the Gemara is over. So, the answer of the Kasha, the Stira is not there anymore. The Shavu Kesef is not coming within Meitav, it's coming within Kesef. Now the Gemara asked a different Kasha. Not a Hemshech to this. Not a Hemshech to this. The Gemara asked, Abel Amaisa, you said that you pay Kesef. Amaroyim have to be careful in their Loshon. Why you said Kesef on Meitav? Mashma that is an Indian to pay Kesef. And not even Shavu Kesef. Why? And the Loshon, they asked him. And he said, because Lekatchila is the Indian to pay Kesef. Lekatchila is the Indian to pay Kesef. Only if you don't have, you could pay Shavu Kesef. The Hainu. In the Din Kesef, that Shavu Kesef, Areyu Ke Kesef, it's only a Din B'di Evet. But Lekatchila, you have to pay Kesef or karka. This is the tzus of the Shmaisa lefi Reb Nochem, before the Hesper. So what is the tzus of the Shmaisa? What is the tzus of the Shmaisa? What is the tzus of the Shmaisa? The tzus of the Shmaisa is the source of the Shmaisa. What is the source of the Shmaisa? The source of the Shmaisa is Lefit Teisves. We answering the Stiras Apsukim. Dosh et Meitav. Dosh et Shove Kesef. The answer is the first Teretz is Shove Kesef Ke Kesef. It's like Meitav. Hapopev Ravuna hold it's like Meitav. This is the line in Teisves. The Inu Savri Kol Mile Meitav, and there's no Mokim for the Kasha. Kol Mile Meitav, and there's no Mokim for the Kasha. Ravuna holds only Kesef and Karka are Meitav. Einachanami Shal Dvorim are not Meitav. And the Posuk meant only the Dieved. If you don't have Kesef and Meitav, then you give Shal Dvorim. Masha'ingen Lefi Rashi, the Tzus of the Shmaisa is. Firashi, the Tzus of the Shmaisa, what is the Tzus of the Shmaisa? The Tzus of the Shmaisa Lefi Rashi is. Rav Popov Rav Rav Yeshua holds Kol Mile Meitav. Ravunot, you have a mistake. Shove Kesef did not try to be Meitav. He was going with a different track, with a different maslul. He was going midin. Shove Kesef is like Kesef. And there's another Mehalach of Karka. There's two ways to do it. This is the whole answer. Now, Zog the Gemara, Abba, you said Kesef, Mashma Kesef, Lekatchile, and Dosht Eit, Shove Kesef. Says Einach Hanami. Kesef is the Ketchile, Shove Kesef is only if you don't have Kesef. This is the Tzura Sadvorim. I know it doesn't have so much Avone. No, it doesn't have so much Avone. But we'll try to be Masbir. To be Masbir this, we have to go, Be'etzem, we spoke already out all these Likudas, but we'll remind me them again. Abaye asked Rove Akasha and Avzayin Amud Aleph Stiras Apsukim State Meitav Sodeyu Ve Meitav Karmo Yeshalem and Mitzad Shein State Yoshiv Lerabbi Shove Kesef Ve Afilu Subim Yoshiv Lerabbi Shove Kesef Ve Afilu Subim. This is the Kasha he asked Stiras Apsukim Dosh State Meitav und da steht Yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef afilu subim. What was the kasha of Abaye? Posuk has steht meitav sadei o meitav karmo yishalem. The other posuk, this is b'shen v'regel, and both state ba'al abor yishalem kesef yoshiv l'ba'olov Yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef afilu subim. So da steht meitav sadei o meitav karmo yishalem und da steht Kesef Yoshiv Leba'olov Yoshiv Lerabbi Shove Kesef Afilu Subim. What is the stira that Abaye asked Rove? Tav Zayin Amud Aleph. Romi Le Abaye Le Rove Ksiv Meitav Sodeyu Meitav Karmo Yeshalem Meitav Ein Mide Achrin Eloi Votanye Yoshiv Lerabbi Shove Kesef Afilu Subim. What was the kasha? We mentioned Avada the kasha is not Doshteit Meitav and Doshteit Kesef. No, he's not asking a kasha from the posuk. He's asking a kasha dosh state meitav, and in the other posuk state yoshiv lerabbi shove kesef veafilu subim. From where is the kasha? From evi shove kesef or from subim? From where is the kasha, Moishi? From where is the kasha? Dosh state meitav, or dosh state yoshiv lerabbi shove kesef veafilu subim. What is the steal? What? When you read the Gemara, you could have a mistake, and maybe we'll see some Rishonim will learn like that. That Doshteit Meitav, Doshteit Yoshiv Lerabbi Shove Kesef, Veafilu Subin. So from Evi Shove Kesef. Doshteit Meitav. And Mitzad Sheni State, Yoshiv Lerabbi Shove Kesef. Veafilu Subin. And Rashi, what? There's the Pashtas. What is the Pashtas? What? Pashtas like what he's saying. Don't state Meitav. I mean, without that pashtus, you could have made a mistake. Don't state Meitav, don't state Kesef. Also a stira. But the Gemara didn't ask the kasha from the Psukim. Eis from Romi le'abaye le'rove. Look in Zayin Amud Aleph. Ksiv Meitav sodeyu Meitav karmo yishalem. מיטב אין מידי אחרין אלוהים ואותם יושיב לרבי שלו בכסף ואפילו סורים. So pashtus the kash is do shteyt meitav and the other place shteyt shav kesef. Rashi three times says that the kash is from the sugi, not from the shav kesef. Three times. Where is Rashi? Three times of Zion. Very good of Zion. Where shteyt in Rashi three times that of Zion only that the kash is not from the shav kesef. The kash is from the sugi. Three times in Rashi. Twice in Amud Beis, in Zayin Amud Beis, and one in Amud Aleph. And Dibur HaMas Ruk in Amud Beis, Mikol Mokim Kashi. The Gemara is asking the Stira Sapsukim. So Rashi in Zayin Amud Beis, Mikol Mokim Kashi, Meitav, Veyoshiv Dem Arabin and Subin. Rashi is... Mikol Mokim Kashi, Doshteit Meitav, Doshteit, Shove Kesef. Next Rashi. Kol Yoiv Meitav, וחיפור עלי סובין ייתן מסובין. The cash is from סובין. More for that Rashi no mud alef. Kan midaito kan baal kochoi. Im eshalem mazik niskoi midaito. Deloi atzrech elitzu kolo bebeidin. Shok is סובין. Shteit in Rashi that the cash is סובין. So luchu a shteit in Rashi. That do shteit meitav. And do shteit. Shove kesef. It's not a stira. Shove kesef also could be made of diamonds, gold, silver, gishmak echitim, gishmak a piece of bread. Who says it's a stira? It's a made of. Shteit subin, dosi de kashe. As in shteit in Rashi. That the stira sapsukim is from the fact that shteit subin. Subin brings us to the stira sapsukim. Without subin, we don't have a stira sapsukim. The stiras apsukim is from the fact that shteit subin is a stiras apsukim. This is the way we learn in Nav Zayin and also the Emes of Adas Rashi. So I want to ask you now a kasha. So lefi Rashi, the stiras apsukim is what? Subin. Man, that's the stiras apsukim. Stiras apsukim. What is the stiras apsukim? Mitzad yachol shteit meita. And mitzad sheni, shteit subin. But from Shove Kesef, you don't have a stira. From Shove Kesef, you don't have a stira. Why? It's made of. Could be Shove Kesef. Made of could be Shove Kesef. So now I'm asking you a shayla. If that is the pshat, I want to ask you. Rapop and Ravunim and Rabbi Shua came and said, Kol Mile Meitav. Subin is considered also Meitav. Can sell it, it's called Meitav. Ravunim came and he said a new terence. If you have money on Meitav, you have to give money in Meitav. If you don't have money in Meitav, then you could give Metaltalim. I'm asking you, Lefi Ravune. The Pasuk of Yoshiv says, if you don't have Meitav, you will handle Yoshiv. So if you don't have Meitav, you could give Yoshiv. But if you have Meitav and money, you could give a stender? You could give a stender or not? You have meitav, you have money, and you have a karka. You want to give metaltalim. You can give metaltalim or not. L'chu emedurik in the Gemara, that not. Why not? Lefi Rashi, shabekesef is called meitav. Ari Rashi explained, we never ask the kasha from shabekesef. Rashi explained that we never ask the kasha from shabekesef. If we never ask the kasha for Shove Kesef, we said Meitav, Shove Kesef could be also Meitav. Stupid was the problem. Now the poster comes and says, if you have Meitav and money, give me Meitav and money. If you don't have that, move to Yoshiv. We said, Kol Mil, Lefi, Nigmoris Kasha, the only kasha was what? From Subi. From Shal Metaltalim, we never had a kasha. Chil, if from Shal Metaltalim, we never had a kasha. If from Shal Metaltalim we never had a kasha, so lechaure, even if I have kesef and meitav, why I can't give Shal Metaltalim? And you can tell me maybe einachanami. I saw someone had a mistake and wanted to say maybe einachanami. First, the posuk of Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shav Kesef afilu Subim. The posuk is talking about every Shav Kesef. Yoshiv Lerabe Shove Kesef Afilu Subim. And that pasuk Levi Avune is talking with the last lay. Also, Loshon Rashi Dibu Amaschir Shove Kesef. Steht nicht das. Rashi in Daftes Amud Alef Shove Kesef. Rashi doesn't say Subim. Ve'ad Amris Kesef. Rashi doesn't say Subim. So again, I mind me the kashen. Uem Medayek in Daf Zayin Bedas Rashi. That when the Gemara asked the Stiras Apsukim, she was not asking from Mishar Metaltalim to Meitav. She understood that Kol Mila Meitavu. She thought that Subim is not a Meitav. Azei stated in Rashi three times. Aber Azei, if we go to Daftes and we're learning Daftes, Ravuna is coming to answer the Stira. The way Tesis says it, what is the answer? When you have pay kesef and meitav, and when you don't have, you could move down to shove kesef. Lechua, shove kesef was like meitav. The noisa was only subim. The noisa was only subim. If the noisa was only subim, everything else we understood, that is Bichlal. Now, if you don't have Kesef and Meitav, then you give Shove Kesef. Subi. L'chure, but if I have Choshev and Metaltalim, this is considered Meitav. This didn't switch. I mean, the Kashe, we never asked the Kashe for Metaltalim and Meitav. Everything is considered Meitav. And now you're telling me, Yoshim L'Rabbe Shove Kesef Afilu Subin, that this posuk is, if you don't have, you give that. And you can't say maybe Einach and Ami, the only when you have only like Avi Subim, we say with the Leslay you could give Subim. Aber Shah Dvorim you could give even with the Islay. It's not Mashma. It's Mashma Yoshim L'Rabbi Shove Kesef Ve'afilu Subim. And also Loshon Rashi and Dibur HaMasrin Shove Kesef. This is the Ha'ore. The answer is. The answer is Rashi and Tesfis are learning the sugyas different. Tesfis for sure learned Daf Zayin that the kasha was like you learned, Moshe. The kasha is from every shove kesef. Doshtet meitav, doshtet shove kesef. Apove Ravuna and Rav Yeshua answered, kol mile meitav. Ravuna answers, no, if you have kesef and meitav, you give kesef and meitav. If not, you give shar dvorim. These are the words of Tesis. The Ravuna Sovar, or kesef or meitav, everything else is not called meitav. But Rashi learned not like that. Rashi learned that the Gemara's kasha was only from Subi. Right? This is Rashi's kasha. So what is the pshat and daftes? Now we're going just to say over the Reb Nochem again. But now you will hear the Reb Nochem better. Omar Ravune, O Kesef O Meitav. You asked me a kasha. What was the kasha? Doshteit Meitav, and Doshteit even Subin. Subin cannot make it to be called Meitav. So Ravune, you have a mistake. Not everything is Meitav. It's one parsha of Meitav and one parsha of Kesef. It's two separate parshas. Subin is considered Kesef. It's not considered Meitav. But it's considered like kesef. Shove kesef ke kesef. It doesn't have a mailev meitav, but it has a mailev dehainu. The Gemara and the Zayin understood that everything has to be meitav. So she asked the kasha, Avdem Rav Popa v'Ravunu and Rav Yeshua answered, kol mile meitav. Yeah. V'alilu mizna benochem, mizna benosom. Ravuna says, not kol mile meitav. What is meitav? Kesef. Karka. What Shove Kesef helps is not because it's also Meitav. He doesn't need to work in the track of Meitav. He's working in the Mahalach to give Kesef. Hashem gave two parshas Tashlumim. Nigmara Gemore. Ravuna answered. So the Pasuk Yoshiv is Merabe, that when you have Kesef, you don't have to give Dafka money. Shove Kesef is also Kesef. This is the Ribuy of Yoshiv. Yoshiv is merabe that Shove Kesef is Kesef. Even Subim is Shove Kesef. Kesef, he's never trying to attempt to be considered, to pretend that he's a Kesef, that he's a Meitav. He's telling me one zach, shav kesef ke kesef, subin ke kesef. He's not trying to say that he's a meitav. He's not trying to be a meitav. He's not trying to be a meitav. Ad kan ravune. Zogt Rav Nachman, I have a zaitike kasha now. I have a zaitike kasha on you. What is my zaitike kasha on you? You said kesef or meitav is mashma that is an inyan to give kesef. It's mashma that is an inyan to give kesef. And you can't give shout vorim. And we know, steht in Yoshib, that you could give shout vorim. Stam a kasha and the loshon of Ravuna. A new kasha. No sheiches if my me the posuk. Stop. You said kesef ameitav. You said kesef ameitav. This is what you said kesef ameitav. It's not true. Mashma, there's an inyan to give other kesef other meitav. Shait in Yoshiv, you could give like a tchila something else. Sagt Ravuna a second chidush. The aloche that shove kesef ke kesef. It's only a din b'di'evet. Lekatchila, we don't go with shove kesef ke kesef. Lekatchila, we want kesef alein. Shove kesef is not ke kesef. So we have two parshas tashlumim. We have a parsha that is called karka, and in karka is a parsha of meita, and we have another parsha of kesef. And it's two separate parshas. Karka, you give meita. And in kesef, you give kesef. And shave kesef ke kesef. But the din of shave kesef ke kesef is a din b'di'evet. He's not a din l'katchila. He's only a din b'di'evet. He's not a din l'katchila. And a second we'll explain more of that. A second. But first, it's tzura sadvori. So it's two chalokim be'etzem in the Gemara. First chalik, Ravuna came and he answered. What Ravuna came and he answered? Ravuna came and he answered. He said, "I saw it. It's two parshas. It's the track of Karka. Doesn't have a shen kesef, and it's a mahalach, but it's called kesef. And in that mahalach, it's shove kesef ke kesef, and afilu subim. Frankly, so why you said the word kesef? But that mahalach that shove kesef ke kesef is a b'di'evedik mahalach. This is the tzus of the shmaisa." For the diyuki, this is the tzus of the shmaisa. I'll bring you a raya. Reb Nochem says that the steira is emes. If someone will ask you after the sugya lefi Ravuna, why lekatchila you have to give kesef, and only if you don't have kesef you could give shava kesef, what you will answer? What you will answer? Why lekatchila you have to give kesef, and if you don't have kesef, so then you could give shava kesef? Why you can't give a standard like a tchila? I have money. Why I can't give a standard? Why I can't give a standard? Why I can't give a standard? What? What? Why I can't give a standard like a tchila? What? That's only b'di'evet. What? So why it's only b'di'evet? Shmuley, why is only b'di'evet? The katchila I didn't guess it. Why? What? I will say two options. Order because it's a din meitav, and like katchila you need to do meitav. The din yoshiv is only a din b'di'evet. Other name, no shach is the meitav. I could give kesef. It's not din dafka meitav. And kesef is a din, lekatchila kesef, and b'di'evet shove kesef ke kesef. Chulat stoli in Teisus and Rashi. Lefi Teisus is a loshon Teisus. Vele ravune meitav is kesef oy meitav. If you don't have meitav, you could move to shove kesef. Lefi Rashi, it's not if you don't have meitav, you move to shove kesef. You have other meitav, other kesef. In the track of kesef, we say lekatchile the best kesef, but you have a shvachi kesef. לכתחילה הגוד כסף, ונהיה בנשמחי כסף. הוא יוס בנפקמין. זוג כבנוכם, פרגי, זוג כבנוכם הזה. איזה רשבם אין בו בבסר. And the beginning of Amricher Peretz. I'll tell you about Peretz, the case of the Rashbam. A person sold a shor lechaveroi, v'nimtza nakhon. So it's a mekach toes. So he wants back his money. So the guy tells him, I owe you money, take the cow. I owe you money, so take the cow. Shove kesef ke kesef. So the Gemara says, it's a halacha that if you have money, you can't pay shavah kesef. Why is it a halacha? It's not nezikin. So the Rashbam brings down Rabbeinu Hanan that says pshat, only benezikin is a halacha, if you have money, you can't give shavah kesef. Here we're talking that the money that I gave you for the cow is around yet. So I have a right to say, mekachtois, it's my money. But if that money is not around, the guy can give him the cow. And the Rashbam says, no, you have a mistake. Learn what we come out of this. We learn in Yoshiv that Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef is only B'dievet. So B'meile, if the guy has money, he can't give him a cow. What states in the Rashbam? That the deed that Shavu Kesef L'Katchila you can give Shavu Kesef is not B'Bi Kamedik. לפי תסיס את בובי קאמץ, מדין מיטב. לכתחילה, you need to give מיטב. If you don't have מיטב, you could give שווה כסף. אבל when a person buys a חיפץ, בעל חויב, מקחתוס, there's no deal לכתחילה to give מיטב. So avada, you could give what you want. מה שאין, if you learn like Rashi, the second חלק of the Gemara is not נגיע to מיטב. מיטב או כסף. In כסף, that he doesn't have a shaykhis to the word מיטב, is a klal לכתחיל כסף, בדיעבד שווה כסף. Again, the din stayed in the Gemara there. We'll see a lot of different reasons could be. Could be a mandama that a person sells his money, he has rights, he wants. We're speaking of this. The Rashbam says, Ari stayed in Babekame, in Yoshiv, that when you have money, you can't give kesef. It's aloch in Babekame, it's not aloch in Babekame. It's not a din in Meitav. It's aloch in Meitav oy kesef. This was the Zog of Ravune. The Meile Subin goes into kesef. Everything is answered. Now, zok the second chaylek, that din that you could give shavu kesef is only a din b'dievet. It's only a din b'dievet. Mekatchila is nishtor zadin. Mekatchila is nishtor zadin. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's only a nezokin. If you see here in the side, Rabbi Yochanan, they have it also. V'yesh mishoimer hana mila b'nezikin deksibu umeita. That the din of the sugya, that lekatchila kesef, it's only a nezikim. But it's a din meitav. He brings the Gemara l'moicher. And the Rashbam din and b'basre, beginning with l'moicher peiret, tzadik beis amud beis, so the Rashbam, ולוי נעיר לי, אין לי שנו בעשרה. דמלי הן, הני, מלי אחיני, כדי פריש יסמירסה דרבונה, דלוי אומר יושב לרבי שווה כסף, אלוהי חדלס ליזוזה. דקלל, אם יושב לרבי שווה כסף ככסף, אז בלס ליזוזה. So, comes out, לפי רשי אין דרשבם, רבונה came to say a יסוי. What is the יסוי of רבונה? דהיינו. The Gemara in the beginning taught, Rav Popa and Rav Unam and Rav Yeshua taught that the Yesoid is Meitav. The Yesoid is Meitav. What you have to pay is Meitav. So they asked the Kasha, Subim is Nishkan Meitav. Came Rav Popa and Rav Unam and Rav Yeshua and Rav Zayin and Mudbeis and said, call me the Meitav. Everything goes into Meitav. That's the Sugya there. Came Rav Unam by us, and he said, Okesef or Meitav. So Tesis learns, he said, no, not Kol Milameitav. Only look in Loshon HaTesis inside. The Ravune, Rav Shua, bring Ravune Och, the Inu Savri, Kol Milameitav, the Ravune Sobar, the Loi Havi Meitav, Elo Oi Kesef, Oi Karka. So, I Shal Dvorim, so they answered it's Meitav. He says, if you don't have, you go to Shal Dvorim. Rashi says, no, it's not the Mahalach. He didn't say, he's coming to say, O Kesef, O Meitav. Not, like Taisa says, Ravune Sobar, Ravune Sobar, the Loyavi Meitav, Eloi Kesef, Oi Kesef, Oi Karka. Nay, Oi Kesef, Oi Karka. Kesef is not coming to be Meitav. It's two different Mahalachim to go. It's a Mahalach of Kesef. If it's a Mahalach of Kesef and Meitav, Subin could go gleich into the Mahalach of Kesef. Shove Kesef ke Kesef. Why is not Shove Kesef? A better, a Shvach. It's two tracks. Why Karka doesn't have a shame Shove Kesef? So Nochem says, because you can't sell it. You can't sell it. So now the Maisi have two ways to go. To pay Karka and to pay Kesef. Kesef is everything. In the Kesef is a branch of Ahaloche that like Atchila you give this and then you give that. And Dr. Rashbam, this already is Bekol HaTirekulo. Every time when there's a din to do Kesef, Lekatchila you do Kesef, and then you do Shove Kesef. So some Achroini will ask, we'll see if we get to it. The Halacha is that you can't share Isha B'Shove Kesef. There's a tzad that you can learn it from Bobby Kame. So Lekatchila you have to Mekadosh B'Kesef, and only if not you can Mekadosh B'Shove Kesef. We learn it out from here. We'll see after Miluim that we'll ask the Kashe. Avada, if it's a din Meitav, it's no Shaykhiz Bichla. If it's a din Meitav, it's no Shaykhiz Bichla. So these are, now, look, we have maybe a little bit better the Loshon Rashi. We'll start the Loshon Rashi. Ravuna Omar, Le Kashi Kroi Dileel, Kesef and Meitav. The Ochikom Rachmone, O Kesef or Meitav. All of the Lombi Mass, Arilefid Rashi, the stira was from Subim to Meitav. Rashi here brings down the question wrong. Look at Rashi. How Rashi brings down the question. Instead of being the Kashi from Subim to Meitav, look at Rashi. Rashi brings it down. Kesef or Meitav. Arilefid Rashi, it's not the Kashi. So we don't have a good talent. You're right. But the Iker Yesod of Ravuna is to come to say that the Parsha from Kesef and the Parsha from Meitav are two different Parshas. It was not that Kesef was Midin Meitav. So you're right, but he's bringing the Loshon HaKashe, he could have said, Lekashi Kroide, but he said, the Lekashi Kroide Leel Kesef and Meitav, these two psukim with all of the droshes. Because Horigam Achmone, Oi Kesef Iden, O Meitav Znoisov. It's two different Parshas. It's two different parshas. Now, Zogt Rashi, now the Gemara finished. Ravuna came, Rav Nachman asked him to stam a kasha. You say to give kesef, it's mashma dafka kesef, why not shove kesef? The Talmud says, shove kesef is only b'di'evid if you don't have the kesef. This is the reason Rashi here says shove kesef. That was kesef. And for the Gemara b'delesle. So here Rashi has a chidush, and this he could argue. Rashi says, "Bedelesle, he's allowed to give." So Rashi, he doesn't have kesef and he doesn't have sodas. Mashma in Rashi, if he has a soda ziburis, he can give shove kesef. He has to give the karka. If he has, why? We have a track of kesef. We have a track of meitav. Meitav means I pay from karkois. Best one, not the next one. And then there's a malach of kesef. If you don't have kesef, you could go to Shave Kesef. But because when you have a mahalach to pay from Karkoes, you have to pay from Karkoes. You're right. In Karkoes is a din of Meitav. But it's a different halacha.
Who says Karkoes?
We'll have to explain. You're right. Who said that it comes first? Who said that it comes first? I want to go in this track. I want to go in this track. Mechatez to go in the second track. Oh, but this is what Rashi is coming to say. Yo. This is what Rashi is coming to say. Rashi is coming to say that the aloche b'delesley is not if you don't have. I'll explain this. You know what Rashi? We don't understand the Rashi. But if Rashi would say the word meitav, would be worse. It's not if you don't have meitav and you don't have kesef. If I can mekayim the din of meitav, go to the second aloche. If I can mekayim the din of meitav, go to the second aloche. No, it's bichlal not the pshat. The pshat is in the din kesef is a tnai in kesef leketchil a kesef if not shove a kesef. It's a din in kesef. So I will explain. Listen carefully. You're right. I have a ziburis. I want to give a ziburis. No one is stopping me to give the ziburis. I could give a ziburis. Lefi teisves, I have a din meitav. If I can't be mekayim my din meitav, I go to the second step. Here, this is not a second step in din meitav. It's a second step in the din kesef. You first work with a real kesef, then you work with a real, non-real kesef. Could be that heter you only have when you don't have a different track. When you have a track of kalkoes, you have to work with that track. It's not negiah. It's not. It would be wrong to say if I don't have meitav and kesef, I could give. It's not negiah if I have meitav or not. Now you ask me a kasha mechateisav and misyachet to that track. Can't say. Lefit teisves, it is. If I can be mekayim the din meitav, I go to the second aloche. So then, is the right way to write? If I don't have meitav and kesef, I go to the second aloche. Lefirashi, it's not if I don't have the aloche of meitav, I'm going down to the second aloche. It's a din and kesef. Now, not in kesef, I could give a karka alamol. So why not? I could give a zibus. I could give a zibus. I've had it. Could be if I have kesef. I have to know what I'm. What is the aloch if I have kesef and I have ziburis? What I do then lefi Rashi? Of the lomdus of the Gemara, this is the lomdus of the Gemara. Oh, stop.